You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view.
Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag, the world's best Ventrilo hosting system. They also do TeamSpeak, Mumble servers, and you don't need to have just three different servers. You can have one server and transfer them between the three different things so you can find what works best for you. Mumble's kind of cool, where if you talk and then everything else kind of mutes when somebody else is talking. All the other sound lowers. I can never get it to work very well for me, the way I've got everything set up. But I think if you had a USB headset, it would work pretty well. I know a lot of people, other people like the TeamSpeak. I'm kind of partial to Ventrilo myself because I'm old and it's familiar and change scares me.
That's right.
However, if you're looking for change, like maybe changing up your desktop, we're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and you can get twice the RAM for free. Christmas is coming up and don't you deserve a holiday treat? Why not get twice the RAM with a brand new computer? Right, honey? Aren't computers the best thing for your husband for Christmas?
I guess.
Yeah.
I've never gotten a computer for Christmas. I've only gotten a motherboard before.
You got an early Christmas present this year.
What's that?
Your laptop?
I did not get this laptop this year.
It seems like this year. Well, Merry Christmas. Anyways, if you had used the code 2MORDOR on checkout, you would have gotten twice the RAM.
That's true.
All right. So, welcome to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. Episode 161, where we are tired because we went to the Bren Fair. But we're having a good time.
Mm-hmm. I went to a wine tasting.
What did you do this week other than wine tasting?
Tasted wine. You joined us in Dumb Time this week because Sodom was out. And so we were still doing the epic story, Three Mans. And so you, Optum, and I went into the Halls of Mirror and got trounced by a stompy monster.
Yes.
Over and over. And it was stupid. And that stompy monster could smell my poo. I don't like him.
Yeah, that was not fun. So we went into... Was it the Hall of Mirrors? I think it was the Waterworks.
Oh, you're right. It's the Waterworks. Yes, because the Hall of Mirrors is what we did last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The Waterworks we did this week.
Yeah. That was not fun. That monster is very hard to captain tank. Very difficult to captain tank.
I don't know what the monster's name is. People in the chat room are asking what his name is.
It's the big green monster where the pillars come down and stomp.
I'm pretty sure that the stompy monster was descriptive enough.
He was not fun. He reset on us constantly.
Yeah, he kept resetting, which was the annoying part.
It was annoying that the pillars hurt us, but didn't seem to phase him whatsoever, other than when you pulled the lever and interrupted his healing. Because you know what's awesome is a mechanic where you stun the entire fellowship and have your boss go heal.
Right. Well, and I didn't like it either because I died a lot. I got to die because we had a captain and a runekeeper. I got to die like 3-4 times a fight.
Yeah, not a good fight. Granted, we didn't have... I think the burgle class does decent DPS, but the tanking...
Not when I'm dead.
Yeah, not when you're dead. Not when the tanking is incapable. His random aggro dropping was annoying.
I told you what I thought about that.
I know, but it just seems to be random all the time. I don't know.
I don't think it was random. I think that you weren't running away from his stompy move.
Didn't matter, I don't think.
You went flying and it would go run to Opidum.
Okay. It's not fun. I
had a lot of time to survey the site because I was always dead.
Why were you always dead?
Because I was chasing him around the thing because somebody wasn't taking him.
So it was all my fault. Yeah, okay, fine.
I'm not saying it's your fault. I was trying my hardest to stay alive, and I know that Apidam was trying his hardest to keep me alive. It just wasn't working. I don't know what I could do different. I don't know what you could do different. It just wasn't working.
Do it solo where it's easy.
But that's not the point of dumb time.
I know. I volunteered to go get my...
We don't cheat either.
I thought you guys cheated before.
Not on something we've never done before.
Okay.
We've never done this boss before. The only time we used a 75 to do something was when we were running through it again.
Well, I will.
Because I needed to get my burglar quest
done. I will start leveling up my warden because I am fairly sure that unless Sodom runs that on both groups, you're pretty much going to be there for until I get to 63. Because that dude's stupid. That is a stupid boss.
Well, I think
boss.
Sodom is worth back next week, so.
Yeah, he should be able to help everybody out.
I hope. I don't know.
Can you do, that's a three-man quest, isn't it? Or is it six?
It's only a three-man, yeah. That's why we were split up into two groups.
It's a dumb, dumb monster, and I hate it. And Captain Tanking is not where it needs to be either.
I have no idea about that subject, so sure.
It's decent. It's not horrible.
Well, they're supposed to be able to three-man tank, aren't they? Mm. Maybe they just don't have the skills that you need at 62 or whatever you are.
Or, period. I don't have the skills at all. Me, the player, not the captain.
I'm like, okay, they're supposed to have some skills.
No, it does. It was decent. It was pretty interesting. I don't like the boss. The whole thing bugged
Suck
me.
It up, Nancy. We got to kill it.
Oh, suck it up, Nancy. Jerk. You suck it up. I'm going to go take my toys and go home.
It's okay. I don't need you. I got Sodom next week. I'll fail and you can hear me curse from the other room next weekend Monday with Sodom.
I'm going to have Baby Hobbit jump in Ventrilo and say, suck it up, Nancy.
Don't you teach Baby Hobbit to say, suck it up, Nancy.
Oh, she got so much trouble when she said, damn it.
No, she said, damn dog is what she said.
Damn dog.
I was like, what did you
say? I don't know where you heard that, but that's awful.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's a naughty word. Don't say that. And she just went, okay.
All right, what else did you do?
I played on beta for a little bit. I made a video this week. I played around. I've got my new war steed, and I've been doing more quests than I've done in previous beta builds, so I'm a bit farther along than I've ever been before. I've almost dinged. I haven't dinged yet. So, because usually I get distracted. Oh, and I could have been farther along, but I found a cosmetics vendor. So I was there for a while.
They have cosmetics vendor?
It was a quartermaster who had ceremonial cloaks.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So I had to try those on.
Well. Good to know. Anything else?
No, I think that was it.
Okay. Well, I, for one, let's see. I played Dumb Time, once again affirming that when I do not play a tanking class, it makes other people cry. Or rage quit. Either one. I reached Supreme Master Westfold, Super Duper Grandmaster Awesome Pants with all my crafting alts.
Grandmaster Pants. That should be Grandmaster Awesome Pants. That should be the next, like, thing. I think you've named it.
And I played the beta a bit as well. Not very much. I got my champion in. I played the Guardian a little bit. I decided to see what the champion would be like. So far, very much like champions. Shringing, shing-shinging.
Did you do it on your horse yet?
No, not okay. yet. That's kind of what I want to see. I wanted to see what it was going to be like on the horse, because the Guardian was pretty much what I assumed it would be, which is pretty much what it is right now.
Either saying or they're anticipating melee to be on Mono Combat to be difficult. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, well, it depends. See, with the Guardian, it wasn't, because a lot of my skills are based on keeping the aggro in some fashion. So it was always close to me. Now, if you have a tank that's doing something like that, now remember that Pine Leaf,
like you're chasing, like you're chasing it, the guardian around.
Yeah, the tank is still supposed to have aggro skills. I mean, whether or not they're dragging something away, I mean, you can do it different ways. You have skills where it follows you, or it does things. I mean, it's still supposed to be managing aggro. And some of you may have seen Pine Leaf's video and be like, well, he wasn't doing that. Well, also remember, he was an assailment. He was in the range.
The ranged, yeah.
Thing. And so he wasn't trying to tank something, because tanking videos are pretty darn boring. You know, he wanted to show you what action was and what it could be like. And he wanted to get some of the basics.
This is something new. I don't think a whole lot of wardens do the whole ranged.
Right. And he also wanted to explain Fury and everything like that. So, I think if you've got somebody holding the aggro still, that it won't be that difficult. Is it possible? Maybe. But, you know, also consider the fact that when you are running and you've got more Fury, you're doing stronger attacks as well. So it may not be as easy as having something ranged where you're just like shooting something or casting a spell where you don't have to worry about actually physically making contact with the target. I don't think it'll be as awful as people are afraid it might be. Okay. So, yeah. You know, and that's one of the things that I'll try out. I'll see if it's bad. No, I'll go with you
and I'll see if I can heal you.
I will say this, though.
What?
One of the reasons why they held it back, when they did the tutorial for mounted combat, like the very first iteration of it,
mm-hmm.
In the game, I hated trying to hit the dummy with my guardian. I hated it.
It was hard for everybody, I believe.
Yeah, you had
to. That's why they changed it.
You ran up and down and you had to hit the target with. Well, you didn't have to hit the target with a melee item. In fact, but I was trying to at very first. Like, I would hit the target.
I didn't. I just double-clicked it from afar and waited till I got close enough to hit it.
Right. Well, I would try to do, like, a skill or something like that. And I ended up missing. Well, when I started using my bow, it was a lot easier because I could just, like you said, target it from away. And as soon as I got in range, my bow would hit it and it counted. And I would just keep on going.
Right.
So...
I don't even know what my minstrel's doing. She looks like she's throwing axes or something, because I don't have a ranged weapon. So when I was like running up and down doing the tutorial, even now, I just did it today to get her war steed today. It looks like she's like throwing an axe or something at the monster.
Well, cool. You throw axes. You should be. It would be so awesome if they had fit in like an El Kabong moment. The minstrels.
Oh, I figured I would scream or something is what I thought it would happen, but
yeah, but
I just went by and be like, bah!
El Kabong Bong.
Right. I just have a pack of loots because I have to like bring out another one to whack the next orc.
That's right. No, I don't think it'll be all. It's gonna be the. I think it's gonna be the same as landscape. If you got somebody managing the aggro for melee DPS, it shouldn't be so bad.
You'll know where the monsters are.
Yeah. All right. Heading into Town Crier.
And now, the Town Crier.
I just want to say thank you to Turbine for knowing that since Middle Earth Network was going to be down for part of the week, that they had a kind of a light news week.
Yeah, they were planning that for us.
Yeah, they... No, they weren't.
That didn't happen.
That's my way of telling you it's a light week.
It's a light week.
So, first up is the Old World Adventures, or I should say Oldie World Adventures.
Oldie World Adventures.
Because people love it when I say oldie.
Well, there's an E at the end, right?
Right.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. This is, like, if you remember the past sponsored Turbine events, this is kind of idea where there's a theme and there's, like, player events and other stuff. So, first up, they're doing more, okay, what they said was Turbine sponsored riddle contest, but it didn't really explain. It just said it was an out-of-game thing. So, what I believe it is just their Twitter trivia questions where you can...
That sounds pretty accurate to me.
Which they do on their Twitter account. You just have to follow Lotro and answer the question within the timeline. They usually give you a, like, you have 30 minutes to answer kind of a thing. They give away turbine points codes, Perlino, which are the pack steeds, and we've seen them give away Riders of Rohan expansion codes as well through this. So that's worthwhile if you're interested in that. Next up is they are sponsoring a screenshot contest. The theme of the screenshot contest is Bilbo Baggins. Winners of the screenshot contest will get 500 turbine points. There are three categories. You can enter each of the three categories twice. The categories are Make You Late for Dinner, In Bilbo's Hairy Footsteps, and Thorin and Company. The contest is open until Friday, September 21st. Six winners will be chosen, and you have to go to Lotro's site to get the information of, they have rules on what kind of screenshots they'll accept and how to submit your screenshots. Also, off turbine, there is a NPC lookalike contest from the cosmetic bloggers of The Starry Mantle and Cosmetic Lotro. Now, what they're looking for you to do is to find and dress like an NPC found in game and submit a screenshot. And they have four criteria that they're going to judge you. The resemblance to the NPC's outfit, difficulty to match the originality and the originality of the presented solution, because some NPCs have clothes that we don't have access to. Overall impression and aesthetics of the outfit and presentation and atmosphere of the screenshot. You have until September 21st to submit your screenshot, and they have Riders of Rohan Legendary Edition to give away, and they also have some turbine points to give away. Finally, in the Oldie World Adventure events, we have in-game player events that are happening across a multitude of servers. If you go to Turbine's site, they have a list of the servers by date. If you go to our site, we have a list of the events by server. So if you want to know what's happening on your server, you can come to our site. If you want to know what's happening tonight, you can go to Turbine. That makes sense. If you don't see your server here, there's nobody to blame but your own community, because these are community-run events. These are player-run events, not Turbine-run events. Turbine does sponsor them. Turbine does give things like turbine points and pack steeds and I think even Riders of Rohan codes, possibly, to these events. So they are sponsored with goodies from Turbine, but a player has to run them. So next time around, if you don't see something for your server, think about doing something for your server by you. You could do it.
Yeah, why not?
That's it.
Okay. For the Oldie World Adventures.
So get out there and Oldie World Adventure it up.
All right, there was also a official dev diary on War Steeds. We learned not a whole lot, I don't think, that we haven't seen already. There are going to be, of course, three different mounts. Light, the Courser. This is the one that has the higher max speed, acceleration, and agilities, and tighter turn radius. Why is tighter turn radius important? Well, because when you're going pretty fast, those turn radiuses can be really
feels kind of slow, especially when we're used to our turn on a dime mounts.
Right. And also when you, if it has a tighter turn radius, that means you don't have to slow down as much, which keeps your fury up. Lowest armor and endurance, meaning endurance being morale for the horse, meaning that it's, you know, it's the powder puff kind of horse. Meant for ranged and tactical classes wanting to keep their distance. The medium is in the middle.
What do you think? Go ahead. I'll let you do all of them and then I'll ask my question.
Okay. The medium is also the only one that is available to free players from the start. If for those of you who are wondering, well, what if I bought Riders of Rohan expansion? Well, then you get all three.
All three.
Heavy is the heavy one. I mean, it's the one that.
It's a
tanky one. It's slower and everything like that. Each horse has different traits. There are going to be different trait sets. Think of the UI similar to the cosmetics where you switch between them and you choose which one you want to use. And then you can reset them. You can change them. You can do all kinds of things. And, you know, so nothing is ever really set in stone, but it may cost you turbine points to reset a different trait set if you don't like it. Other than that, That's pretty much straightforward. I mean, we did learn that there's a total of 32 traits that a player can unlock for each for the horses. Three different lines, one's based in defense, one based in combat, and one based in movement. You can augment your horse. I remember when we were playing beta, I got my heavier steed to be faster than your medium steed.
Well, I was a medium, yeah.
Because you hadn't put any points into it. Nope. But that does not mean that she could, if she had put her points in her steed, she would eventually been faster.
I put it in something else, I believe. I didn't put it in speed. I was putting it in like endurance or something. For whatever reason. I didn't know what I was doing. My question was, the light makes sense. So that's like your hunters and your burglars who want to go fast and want to hit things quickly and then run out and then come back and hit them again. Right?
Right.
And the heavy, I understand. That's wardens and maybe captains or maybe champions and guardians who want to go in and be like, I'm tough, you can hit me all you want, and I'm not going to die. What do I, as a minstrel, am I a medium? Am I a middle of the road?
Well, see, I think this is one of the things that they were kind of talking about, is that you can really play around with these and see how you want to use these. You don't specifically need to stick with one. I also want to, also the way that this was written, and I didn't really touch on it because it was kind of something said in passing, is it sounded like the light one may increase power regen as well.
Oh, well, that would be interesting for me.
And the medium lets people do more physical damage, and I don't really know if the heavy increases. So that may be something we find out later, if that influences the way that what you want to do is what, as far as what you pick. But I think there's going to be give and take. I think there's going to be times where people, like a captain, is going to want, in a healing stance, they may want to choose the light one, especially if it does power regen, where they can get away quickly. But there may be times where they are put into player groups and they're like, okay, we know that you were bad against the stompy monster, but we're going to give you another chance. Get on your heavy war steed and see if you can tank for us.
Okay, so I shouldn't be focusing on this one is mine. I should be focusing on the situation. I need this.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that he was trying to stress, is that the reason that they gave you three mounts and the reason there's so many trait sets is that you may find that a certain mount and trait set may be different for when you're soloing to when you're doing war speech than when you're doing harmony stance or whatever. I mean, it just may depend. And I definitely think that there's going to be people who are going to be like, okay, here is the maximum, you know, way you want to treat your heavy war steed for when you're going against the arch nemesis, Oogie Boogie, Ray or War Pack out here, because, you know, this is what you need to do. But I think one of the things that you know is that Lotro is not so much about boilerplate stuff, but about being good at the way that you play.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think there's going to be interesting combinations, and I think that that's one of the fun things that's going to be, you know, good about it.
Okay, I think I understand better, I think.
You think? Okay. I think if you want to start off with something, I would say look at if there are those innate bonuses, definitely keep that in mind. You know, increase power regen. I don't know if he was saying that there's increased power gen innate to the horse, or if it's like increased power gen because you're going to be away and people won't be hitting you.
Or maybe there's traits for it.
Right. So.
Interesting. Okay.
We'll see.
It's something I need to play with, as, you know, as I've been in beta, I was just like, this sounds fun. Click. There's no rhyme or reason for what I've been doing.
Okay.
What's next? Also, Summer Festival.
Yeah, the Summer Festival.
We mentioned this last week, but we weren't sure. But we have confirmation from Sapience in a post earlier this week that the festival is extended until September 17th, which is Monday. I don't know why. The dwarfs are not going to be fixed, according to Sapience.
Really?
So that despite, this is a quote, despite repeated attempts to address the issue with the dwarf keg race, we've come to the realization that whatever is causing the problem is at such a low level that it would require the event to be rebuilt from the ground up.
Oh, that stinks. Yeah.
So we regret that this means it will not be possible to fix it by the end of the festival, before the end of the festival. So the dwarf races are not working. I'm not sure why they would extend it then, because I'm done. I don't need another week.
Right.
Like, it's not like you're going to fix it and give me a week with this event that I haven't been able to do. So I say turn it off now. I don't care.
Well, it stinks, but at the same time, you know, thanks for taking a look at this.
Oh, and it was nice to get a response of what's going on, because we just thought that they were trying to fix it, and or, you know, some people thought they were just ignoring it. I don't know what was going on, but it sounds like they were trying to fix it and they just can't figure it out. So I know that somebody in the comments saying that they don't want it closed because it's a great way to get four festival tickets every 2 hours. And the festival tickets seem to be shared throughout all the festivals. So when Fall Festival comes around, they're going to have a butt ton of festival tickets to use.
That's just kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Some people are saying, why don't you just revert it to what it was last year? Last year it was broken. There was a way to win every time. So why that may sound,
yeah, why not?
That may sound awesome for everybody who wants to win every time. That's not what Turbine wants to do. So they're going to have to fix that completely for next year.
I don't understand what the problem is with that. You know, it's you win every time. Sounds like a great contest. great festival thing. I like that. It's called I Win. All right. Well, that stinks. Thanks. Thanks, guys, for, you know, posting it out there. Bummer. That's a bummer there.
Yeah, it's a bummer. It's definitely a bummer, especially since there's a deed tied to the dwarf keg races. You can't get the lucky duck or whatever it is if you don't get to do the dwarf keg races. So.
All right. There's also scheduled downtime on Monday, September 17th. If you are sitting at home on Monday 17th and listening to this, now you know. And
it starts at like 7 a.m., is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I clicked the button and it refreshed the homepage.
Yay, I hate that.
It's stupid. September 17th from 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. this Eastern time. And there will be patch notes, so we will have there is a game update happening.
Expect it to be small fixes.
Yeah, I don't expect it to be. It's probably in relation to prepping for something for Rohan.
Yeah, most likely.
You have a developer bite.
Yes, there's a developer bite. Scary Crow, who has an awesome name, by the way.
And he's my new favorite dev.
Stop by to say that on Live, property guards will now be, well, roaming around. They won't just be sitting there. He's taken a look at, he or she, I don't know.
Yeah.
Has taken a look at them.
Scary Crow doesn't have any kind of gender.
New. It's come with a more dynamic animations. They won't just stand in place, but rather move around a radius about 5 meters where you place them. They will scout all directions and keep themselves from getting bored of time. They also added two new ones, the Rohirrim Warrior and Rohirrim Archer. They act like the dwarf. And also, if you duel near them, they should help and try and help you fight. He also...
Help the owner of the house?
Yes.
Awesome.
Then... A long string of talking became about different property guards, what you could have for them, as far as pets, maybe cave claw, no wargs because of lore, and then just other things.
Like a puppy or a guard dog, like a regular dog. They have regular dogs. It doesn't have to be a warg.
But Scary Crow made a whole bunch of different posts, just kind of, they got extremely off topic to the point where they were talking about housing and things like that and like different decorations and all things. One thing that was interesting, I thought, is that when Scary Crow initially wanted to add the property guards, the initial thought was that they would put a hook for the guard so it wouldn't take up any certain space. That would just be an additional hook. You wouldn't have to worry about
removing something else. A property guard hook. That only a property guard could go in.
Right.
Instead of taking away something else.
And so we've often asked her, we've also heard one of the things that we've thought about is, you know, why can't you people just go ahead and add like some more hooks or anything like that?
Anything, yeah.
Scarecrow found out that if wanted to add a hook to a house, have to add it to every single hook in every single neighborhood.
Well, yeah.
Individually.
You'd have to. You can't just put it to the new houses.
You can't. So it's not like, here's a medium house, this medium house. Every medium house now has this hook.
That sounds like an intern's job. Let's do it.
So there's what? Maybe 30 houses? And so
in a neighborhood, you mean?
Yeah. So now it has
like 30 houses total. Somebody could do that.
So Scarecrow, then times four. Dwarf, hobbit.
How many neighborhoods per?
Well, I don't know if it'd have to be like every single instance, but I'm just thinking.
You're making it sound like it's not so bad.
Well,
somebody could do that in a week.
I don't know. It depends on how much coding goes into putting in a hook. So Scarecrow said it was a lot of work. So,
and I believe you, Scarecrow.
I think it was kind of also implied that a change of that, if you're going to make that kind of change, you might as well rewrite the whole housing system at that point.
Let's do it.
I say let's do it. I think everybody would like that.
I'll rebuy my house. You can even just take my house. I don't need it back.
You're not the first person to actually to say that. I think somebody in the thread said that they would gladly abandon their house to have housing, you know, redone. It was to get rid of empty houses. Like, evict everybody. We'll do. I don't care. I'll take all my stuff at escrow.
It'll go to the escrow vendor. I'll pick it all up. We'll be good.
And we can get rid of all the empty houses. So, yeah. Like I said, there was a lot of discussion. You can go into the forums and look at the dev tracker and see all the posts that Scarecrow made. All right. That's it for the developer bites. Next up is the weekly store sale.
Woo!
That was not even planned.
We're just that good.
Yeah. Don't you wish you were our friends in real life?
Free sample of the week is 100% experience boost for 1 hour. These are the super awesome ones that came out with update 7.2. They give you an 100% experience boost for quests, monster kills, and legendary items. They're typically 150 turbine points. You can get one free this week with the coupon code XP8456.
Whee! Okay. I say, why not grab it? Hey, this is good for Rohan.
Or anybody who just wants to get a little boost. They're stuck somewhere. They need a little boost.
My recommendation, though, is that you stock up on all your quests, get a whole bunch of quests ready, then pop this, do all your quests, because it is easy to burn an hour.
Oh.
That's
quests. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Do your quests first.
Good advice.
Then get ready to turn them in, pop this, and then get all your 100%.
Yeah. Weekly sale this week. Quest packs are on sale for 25% off. This gets a thumbs up because it's content and it's on sale. That's basically the only criteria there.
Quest packs are good. I mean, everybody always looks for these on a sale. And it looks like, you know, a bunch of them.
Yeah. Well, I think it's all the, all of them that are not expansions, aren't they?
Yeah, it looks like it.
It's not 25% off is not the best sale we've seen, but it's better than a poke in the eye.
Most things are, I found.
Well, and it's also better than paying full price, which is, to me, like being poked in the eye. Scroll combination is on sale for 25% off this week. This increases your critical success chance to 25% when combining relics.
I guess, yeah.
If you want it, it's on sale.
Right? I don't find criticals to be all that super duper amazing when it comes to combining relics. I mean, you get more shards and sometimes you get more gems, I guess, but I don't really think that it's worth
Adam that Pickman much is money. Calling it the scroll of waste of money.
It is. that's still what, like $6 US?
I mean, yeah, it's even on sale is $597 turbine points. That's a lot of money.
Just do what the rumor is and put in your horseshoe for you get
the rumor. Yeah, I found my horseshoe is still in my pack. I don't know why I'm carrying that around.
By the way, turbine, still not funny that you haven't told us what
we're
the
not
horseshoe
amused
does.
At all.
It's really stupid at this point.
Relic removal scroll is on sale for 25% off. This gives a thumbs up. I don't think they're store only anymore. I think they can drop in. My note says they're store only, but I don't know if that's true or not. Anyway, they're useful. And it's 25% off. So if you need one, or you think you're going to need one when Rohan comes out, for example, you might want to use this.
Yep. Legacies are also on sale, 25% off. Customize your legendary items the way you want it and replace legacies that are more appropriate to the ones you need. Big thumbs down on this one, especially going into Rohan. If you are, there's no reason to buy it at this point. And if you're not in it at the end game, don't worry about it, because you're going to be throwing those legendary items away. You do not need to invest in this. And it's really easy to get legacies just going through the normal channels anyway. Thumbs down all the way.
Slayer Deed Accelerators are 25% off. Yeah, Merrick loves them.
I do. They're good, especially on alts where you kind of, especially if you have an alt that you run through quickly in areas. Wow, don't look at your virtues and your trades, because you'll just be going, oh my, it's so bad. It's so bad. Like threes across the board, maybe twos, maybe a one here or there. Yeah, it's bad. So Slayer Deeds really help, because some of those Slayer Deeds in the old world, horrible.
Horrible.
Absolutely awful. So I like them. In case you didn't tell. All right, CSTM news. PVMP Anding YouTube channel is now out.
Yes, this is a brand new thing that Anding is doing. It's his own deal, but he's doing some good stuff. So he's got his own channel called PVMP Anding. And right now he's mostly doing Riders of Rohan beta stuff. You'll be interested to see that he's showing him running around on his champion with his sister, who's a burglar. He has an episode out right now where it's showing the burglar's play style. So his sister is showing how she does the mounted combat with her burglar, which is probably going to be very interesting to some folks. And his latest one, he just has a little short one out that's just showing the detail of Rohan. And he's just walking through a farm and showing all the little details that Turbine has put in. So head to our post to find his channel link, and you can subscribe to him.
Yep. Right. Another video that's coming that came out was Pineleaf showing off the mounted combat of a warden that we mentioned. Shows how the wardens function on, you know, because we had some questions, you know, will they be using gambits? Well, you know, how is it going to work? You know, and how...
Not using gambits.
Basically. No, not using gambits. And, of course, covers, you know, that there are three different stances that they can ride. Right in, depending on what function that they want to be in, tanking DPS or range DPS. And that's cute. Plus, Pineleaf plays a little cute hobbit, which is always fun to see.
And I got kicked out of the chat room for some reason.
All right. And then some other hot lady that over at CSTM.
Oh, that's just weird.
Did. why I'm playing that. Pineleaf is the other hot lady, or
I didn't think of that, but yeah, now that's weird too.
Golden Star did a video on open tapping, showing how it functions. Bri, actually, it's funny. Bri email or messaged me on Steam, stating that that he's like open tapping. I think I like it. I think I like it a lot.
I like it a lot too. It's really cool. It makes things so much better. There's still people who are having a problem that someone else can tap their thing and get their experience for their kill. But they're not getting your experience for the kill.
Yeah, they're not taking from you.
They're not taking anything from you. They're just playing stupidly is what they're doing. If they're tapping and not helping, they're playing it wrong and they're being dumb. And it's going to be a boring way to play for them to play, just to tap and then sit there and wait for you to kill it.
Yeah, that's inefficient.
Inefficient. They should be helping. So what you need to do if this is really up your craw is forget about them. Let them play their own stupid way that they want to play.
Yeah, it doesn't make it doesn't
it
make
doesn't
any
affect
difference.
You at all. Yeah, they're leeching off you. I understand that bugs you, but you need to let it go and just focus on yourself. You can play the way that you want to play, and they can play their own stupid way and go away. I think that it needs to be an etiquette thing where we as a community tell them, dude, it's not cool to leech without helping.
Don't be a duty head.
Yeah, that's going to be the new campaign. Don't be a duty head. You need to help if you're contributing.
All right, speaking of Steam, CSDM now has a Steam group. We are inspired by Lotro Academy.
Yeah, Lotro Academy, I think, invited me to theirs. And I was like, eh, that's a fun idea.
It is a fun idea.
So if you are a Steam user and you want to join the CSTM Steam group, we will have a link to that in our show notes. Or you can check out our blog where there's a post about it. Or you could probably search for us on Steam. I'm sure we're there too. But and you're welcome to, I'm the leader of the group. Merrick's an administrator or moderator or something of the group. You're welcome to friend us if you want to.
I think, is it an open group?
It is an open group.
Yeah, so you can join.
I am not moderating this. Anybody who wants to be a part of us can join.
It's fun. I exclusively launch Lord of the Rings Online through Steam these days.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that as well. So.
And I am exceedingly finding myself tempted by Steam sales.
Yeah, I know. They can be really good.
They are really good. And one of the things, okay, just to, on a little sidetrack, and some gamers are going to be like, welcome to like 3 years ago, Merrick.
Yeah, loser.
But one of the things I like is that I can go through, I don't have a lot of time to play games, but, you know, if I'm like, I really like to have a single player game. I never played, you know, Merrick never played Arkham Asylum. I know. The sequel's already out, and the third one's probably going to be coming out soon.
I haven't either, but that's because I hate Batman.
But now Merrick can buy it on Steam and play it. Actually, Merrick downloaded the demo and is going to play it. Because now he can download the demo while he's at work and come home and play it. And all of you can see that he's not actually playing Lord of the Rings Online. Message him, ask him why he's not playing in the beta. So there you go. Steam is free. You don't have to buy anything. You don't even have to buy Lord of the Rings. You don't even have to reinstall it. You could have it find Lord of the Rings for you. And then you can stalk us all you want. But I suggest stalking Brennan.
I don't have my Lord of the Rings Online through Steam. I'm just like linking through it through Steam. Yeah. Does it still announce that I'm playing?
I think so. Yeah, I see you playing it.
Oh, does it? I'm not playing it right now.
No, not right now.
But yeah, it announces you. Because like I see when like Alban Catani launched Age of Empires or whatever.
Yep. No, I see. I do. All right, cool.
You do.
I do. I watch you all the time. Especially when you sleep. I just stare.
I'm sleeping. I don't really care.
I don't care.
That's what you want to do with your time. That's your business.
You wake up and tell me you go to bed. All right. We're moving on to the poll and less about our sleeping arrangements. Experience and open tapping changes. This week, we saw the plans of... for experience penalties being removed and open tapping to be added when Rohan launches. And I still say that this is an awesome move. That's Merrick.
That's not in my post.
We're asking what people thought. So we had a total of 545 voters, pretty much because the site was down half the week. Thank you for, and we're not upset about that. In fact, Middle Earth Network, we'd like to thank you very much because you upgraded the server. It seems to be working awesomely.
Yeah.
Very smooth transition. We couldn't have asked for anything better.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had DNS problems because what stupid GoDaddy had internal things
and their own issues.
Yeah, which they sent out a huge thing saying we're sorry and no form of recompense. Just a big thing that says we're sorry. Yeah. And we'll be saying we accept by moving to Hover. So
okay. Are we? Oh.
Yeah, we're going to move to Hover.
They could at least send me some cookies.
Yeah, I know. They could have done something. But anyways, 545, 55% said, I love the changes, can't wait for them. 27% said, I'm okay with them. 10% said, I'm mostly okay, but wish for some alterations. I kind of agree with you. I wouldn't mind seeing other things shot out there. Kind of like the idea of boosting up group XP for a little bit. I don't know. I kind of like it. 6% said sweet sassy molassy head to the fallout shelter, and 2% said I really dislike the whole idea. All right.
This week's poll comes from Ivanius of Through the Palantir, who sends emails who are just as long as his show.
I can't believe you put the whole one in the notes.
We're not going to read the whole thing.
Okay.
But he was talking about how Rise of Isengard gave us the coffee, which is special buff food that gives you a run speed buff. Would you like to see some more of these special kinds of foods in the future, is what the poll is this week. So you can head to our blog and look for the poll and vote this week. And if you would like more coffee themed things, not coffee specifically, but like special foods, that's really what we're talking about here.
Right.
Okay.
I almost answered it. All right. This week, Riddles in the Dark, where we pretend that we know Tolkien lore, and the chat room graciously corrects us every time. What will happen to the Great Goblin in The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey? Okay, if this is anything other than the book answer, I'm going to be mad.
Well, okay. Option A is Gandalf kills him in the encounter with the goblins in the Misty Mountains, which is the book answer.
Right.
B, Thorin kills him in their encounter with the goblins in the Misty Mountains.
Oh,
why?
Corey and Dave, because, oh, I hate you guys, because they always put in answers here that make more sense, that not to make more sense, but are such a Hollywood thing to do because they want to build up Thor.
Why it's an answer. See, he is killed by someone else, like Bilbo or one of his henchmen in the encounter in the Misty Mountains.
Don't see that.
Or D, he survives and shows up again in this or the other films.
And that's where I go and hunt Peter Jackson down.
He has to die.
It's got to be A or B because it makes more sense. It doesn't really make sense. No. Especially if they're going to do like a lineage of the orc leader or great goblin leaders. Which I think we've discussed earlier before. Where we got schooled on like Mazog and everybody else.
We were really bad at that. And
Gazog and Thrazog, and I'm making up names now. All right, it's got to be A or B. Oh, B is such a Hollywood answer.
That Thorin kills him?
Yeah, I can totally see it. Oh.
It's going to be A. Gandalf has to kill him.
I'm going to go with B. Oh, it's so bad. It makes me so upset.
I will relish in your wrongness.
I want to be wrong because I want it to be like the book. I've read this one.
You want it to be? I know this.
I know this answer.
I know this answer. So you're saying B. I'm saying A.
I'm going to say B. I can totally see them doing it. Yeah, I'm going to go B. I'd love to know what the chat room has to say. All right. As long as D is awful. I hate that.
He can't stay alive.
There's too many villains that come back in every single freaking movie. And like, even like sequels and stuff like that these days. It's such a stupid thing to do.
Come up with a new bad guy, okay?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like the same bad guy every time. Or their siblings.
Siblings or their son.
You killed my dad, who was a raging lunatic, so I'm a raging lunatic now.
And I'm angry.
I'm so angry, so I'm going to ruin you.
Anyway.
Ridiculous.
Time for Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
Frandoc writes, I appreciate the effort you have taken to make your two videos. Your presentation is excellent, and I hope you will want
to
make more.
This email's to me, by the way.
There is a difficulty for me when I try to watch them, though. Everything looks smeared and blurred. It really strains my eyes, and I have trouble following your audio. When Merrick makes a video, I can select 720 for viewing, and everything looks nice and crisp. Yours only goes to 360. Could you use higher quality settings in the future? Even 480, like Pine Leaf used in his MC video, would be a big improvement, although that is still not very crisp. What instrument were you using in the open tapping video? Your enthusiastic fan is always Frandoc of Vaya. Let me answer the first part. All right. So,
I suck.
No. We have two different ways of doing this. When I do this, I record in Fraps, which is full resolution.
On his computer.
On my computer. And then I do it. Golden Star has much more fluid thoughts than I do. In case you have spent any time listening to this podcast, you know I jump around and thus requiring massive editing. Golden Star is much more fluid. However, Golden Star settings, something changed with XSplit. A lot of settings were weird when we corrected.
It wouldn't even let her
broadcast. So I noticed her settings must have been set down to 360. We'll bump them up for the future to 720. Her machine is capable of handling it.
Well, I was reading some stuff too. Basically, the difference is America's recording on his PC. I am live streaming it.
Yes.
And then the live stream is being uploaded to YouTube.
Yes.
So it's a different quality altogether because I'm live streaming. I'm not recording what my screen sees.
Right. And we'll bump up the resolution and see if that makes any difference.
But what I did spend some time today reading up on some tutorials on how to improve my Twitch TV quality. We'll see if it gets any better. But, you know, probably the best thing to do is not watch this full screen.
Yeah, don't watch it.
If you watch this full screen, it's going to be absolute garbage. Watch it in the small window. But I'm never going to get to Merrick's quality level of HD-ness and all that because I am live streaming. That's the main difference. And frankly, I can't do what Merrick does because my laptop has no storage for the big videos that he makes.
That's the downside of having a laptop with an SSD drive.
Yeah, so I don't have the storage he does to record. I could probably record about a minute. I'd be like, here, I am in Rohan, bye.
But yeah, we'll bump up her resolution to 720 and see if that makes anything better. And then, of course, what she's learned. And we'll see. Hopefully. Other than that, maybe
I am trying to make it better, though. So, but thank you it was a very nice email, other than the YouTube comments who are like, you suck, and then gave me a thumbs down.
Yeah, that was a jerk.
I'm like, okay.
But I showed him. I went to one of his videos and gave him a thumbs down.
You did not.
I did, too.
Why did you do that?
Because he was a poopy head.
First of all, he spelled quality way wrong, and so I made fun of him for that.
I could not grade him on his grammar or spelling, so I went and graded his video. Thumbs that's, down.
That's mean.
Poopy head.
I don't really care. He's a YouTube.
YouTube has the worst comments.
Special person.
Amazon coming close second these days, but YouTube, horrible comments.
Anyway. So anyway, long story short, I plan to try to do the best I can, but it's never going to be HD quality, ever. It's going to be from a live stream thing.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what we can do. Right. Willowing, do you want to read it? Or would you like me to go?
Willowing writes, hello, Golden Star. It's the Golden Star Show. I listen to you and Merrick every week, and I am interested in your dumb group. Do you have a link and a short description of what it is and how it works?
Hobby.
If not, is that something you can share?
Hobby.
I'd love to help start a similar group for our kin, but I'm not clear on how you do it. I think you discussed it in a podcast some time ago, but I can't find it. I don't even know what dumb stands for. Thanks for the awesome website and weekly podcast, Willow Wing, Second Breakfast, A Quick Call. First of all, dumb stands for exactly what it sounds like.
Except
dumb.
It's dumb. D-U-M-B, but it's dumb, so it's D-U-M.
Yeah, we dropped the B because we're dumb. So that's what it stands for. It doesn't stand for anything other than we are dumb. Interestingly enough, Hoppy is assigned by me to write an article for CSTM about how the dumb works. And he's going to get a reminder this week because he's late with his assignment. I don't give due dates. That's probably what
we understand that people are busy.
Funny thing is, it wasn't last week. I think it was the week before. We all got in the group, and I don't remember who asked. Was it Sodom or was it Optum? I don't remember who asked it, but one of the other guys asked, Hoppy, did you do your homework? And Hoppy, assuming he meant the chapter of the epic book that we were on, he said, yeah, I did it. He's like, oh, so you got your article to Golden Star? And he's like, oh, no, I did not do that. So I'm not the only one razzing him. The rest of the team is also reminding Hoppy that he's doing this for us.
Okay. Saileth writes, yesterday I did...
This is player achievements, by the way.
Oh, yeah, player achievements. Saileth writes, yesterday I did finally kill Ivar and his champions in the 24 different possible combinations, and I became the first player in Riddermark server with cosmetic helm and housing items that I didn't know it makes a special sound if you step close to it. This was my biggest achievement so far since I've been in Lotro. It requires me to do the same instance 24 times, at least 3 months, doing it twice per week, or 6 months doing it weekly. Wow.
Way to go. Ivanius wrote us the longest email I probably have ever seen in my entire life. So I'm going to read the first paragraph, and then I'll post the rest on the site for you to read, because it's seriously enormous. And this is just his player achievement from his email. He had 9 parts to his email.
Yes. Ivan, come on.
It was funny. Ivan thinks in a stream of consciousness, just like his podcast. That's how it works. Okay, this is from Ivanius. Anyway, over the last 2 weeks, I've gotten a lot done. First and foremost is Drygok. I went twice. On the second run, we killed him. It was only during the looting ceremony, seriously, it took forever, that I found out that I had shown up with not one, but both of the legendary items I was using, fresh from the forges, with no points on things like base damage. Needless to say, I was pretty chastised, but I still walked away with a shiny new teal necklace for my guardian and a helmet token. In between those runs, I joined a group of people running for Balrog Gluron multiple times to grind some deeds out. We had an absolute blast in there, and we were smashing the Rogmul boss, who gave us plenty of trouble when I did it at 65, with ease, even with some people dead. The highlight was definitely when we had 4 people in there, because one was dual boxing, a level 38 Runekeeper, and I tried to keep him alive against the Rogmul's AoE with Shield Wall. He almost made it. But somehow, one of the Rogmul's abilities was able to kill him through my Shield Wall, so he perished until we dropped combat and rezzed the poor RK. I'm going to stop there.
All right.
It goes on for Ivan, like 7 more paragraphs.
Ivan also reminds me that... I have stuff to do. I have assignments that he has given me. And message received, sir. Will do. I'm going to get on it and start pumping stuff out. I will. Promises.
Bless you, Ivan. Bless you.
Gru, who has an awesome name. Although,
Gru! You're a new friend of mine, Gru. Yep. You and me, we're buddies because your name's awesome.
Yep. Gru writes, Arcadio of the Dread Pirate Minstrel's Kinship. Okay, that's a cool name, too.
He just got 2 more cool points.
On the Riddermark server, completed his chicken play quest up to free range to receive his Cloak of the Cluck.
4 cool points.
Yep, free range is the final quest that remains, but that will require him to get his little chicken legs in shape first. That's a hard one. That's, seriously, that's hard.
I haven't done it yet.
I've thought about it, but I get so annoyed with that stuff because I am not good at avoiding raid. Yeah, I really am. I need a healer.
Gilgallon says, hello, Merrick, Goldenstar and Merrick. My achievement this week was actually a culmination of many months of work, but this week I finally succeeded in completing the Shadows of Angmar instance meta deed. It was broken up for some reason. It said meta deed. It's actually meta deed. And got the title Savior of Eriador, along with the beautiful Dunedain Warsteed. It's now on to the Mines of Moria. Gilgalin. Swift Spear, 75 Warden, High Guard of Numenor.
I think it might be Gilgalin. I don't know.
I think Gilgalin has got to be right. Gilgalin.
Mm-hmm. Gilgalin sounds right to me for some reason. Closing, we'd like to thank the following people for their reviews. Crazy Ivan.
And Flame Dryad.
We'd also like to thank the following people for their donations. Colin B.
And Michael L.
Now, how can people contact us if they would like to do so?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomortar.com, which is now on a new upgraded server.
Thank you, M.E.N.
We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomortar.com, or you can email us, you can voicemail us if you want to, but you're going to have to do some work because I'm not going to tell you what that number is. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, and on Google+. You can leave us a review on iTunes, and we would really appreciate it. And you can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in, for downloading, streaming, whatever it is you do. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate all the feedback that you give us and the support that you give us just by listening. I'd like to remind you that our Child's Play charity is going to be starting very soon. And to keep an eye out for that, because there's going to be a lot of cool things that are going to be happening on the Casual Stroll to Mordor site. And also, next weekend, 9/22, is Hobbit Day on Middle Earth Network. You're going to be streaming live video pretty much all day. And you may hear some familiar voices and see some kooky things from CSDM as well. We'll see.
So tonight, we are very international in our chat room, so I want to give a shout out. We have Spain, we have Scotland, we have Poland, we have Georgia.
We have Brazil.
We have Brazil. We have Florida. We have New York. We are all over the map. Philadelphia. Awesome. Thank you,
everyone. New York, yeah. Nevada. Middle of America.
Middle of America. Indiana.
San Francisco, California. Love San Fran.
I've never been. Beautiful city. So thank you, everyone, for joining us in the chat room. It's super fun, and it's super, got to be super late for, like, the Spain, Poland, Scotland people.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go. Thank you for joining us. We will talk to you all next week.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.